98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. That was Matchbox 20 there and 3am. Good to have your company on this Thursday morning. Now, the following story is about sexual assault. So just for mums and dads, kids in the car, the following story may not be suitable for little ears. So we're going to be chatting about why women still struggle to speak about sexual assault. There are many reasons that women don't feel safe enough to report being sexually assaulted. And to discuss this morning is Kerry Howard. Now, Kerry is a psychologist and trauma prevention strategist on the line from Canberra. Good morning, Kerry. Nice to talk to you this morning.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Look, it's obviously it's there's a lot on the news at the moment, obviously, and particularly where you are in Canberra. I guess my first question is getting some clarity and asking you, what is sexual assault in the workplace?
Well, sexual assault can take many and varied forms, anything from inappropriate physical contact that, you know, may be inappropriate to, you know, parts of the body that people wouldn't want other people touching because they imply a sexual kind of connotation, right through to, you know, much, much more detailed, you know, physical sexual penetration. So there's a wide variety of what can be, you know, perceived as sexual assault.
Kerry, what are some of the most common reasons why women still struggle to speak about sexual assault?
I think for a long time, and we've got to remember that, you know, the history of women just in general, you know, this sort of sexual engagement seems to be something that was primarily driven by men. So even since the sexual revolution of the 60s, we've still got women who have this perception that somehow, you know, women being liberated around sex is dirty or wrong or somehow perceived to be bad in society. And I think when we add to it the situation that we've got in the most recent stuff that's come out of Parliament House, women who are reporting rape have reported that they were also intoxicated at the time. And what we've seen, you know, over the last sort of 20 or 30 years, we're giving them more of a voice around speaking up about the fact that they were raped, that they were engaging in sexual activity against their will, but because they were intoxicated, they feel that if they speak up about it, that people are going to look at them and judge them as being bad and, oh, well, they shouldn't have been drunk. But it adds to it. Even if they weren't drunk, you know, but they've had something to drink, there's still this perception somehow that they feel bad then about the fact that maybe if they hadn't been drinking, then maybe they would have been able to have either a stronger voice or they wouldn't have been placed in a vulnerable position that would have enabled that to happen.
Interesting. And what about is fearing losing their job or their position or their future opportunities in the workplace, does that play a part as well?
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, we're talking about a power imbalance here, and especially, you know, some of the stories coming out in recent weeks, it's about somebody who was in a stronger position within the workplace, so a senior, you know, advisor or whatever, but their decision-making power means that they could choose to terminate somebody's employment. If you're a young female in that position, you already feel bad about the fact that maybe you had a bit too much to drink. This person is then, you know, pressuring you in a way that you don't want to comply with, but, you know, maybe the intoxication means that you allow things to go too far, or whether or not this other person was paying any attention to what you were saying you wanted or didn't want. But then it's the compounding factor the next day is, well, they're in this position of power, and if you speak up, then certain work environments feel like they're not supportive of you. This person seems to be in a much stronger position, and so therefore it's better to keep your mouth shut or bye-bye your career.
Kerry, can you hold the line? We'll come back. Are you okay to hang on? We'll come back and just chat some more.
Sure.
I'll put you back on hold there. We'll come back. My guest on the line this morning is Kerry Howard, who's a psychologist and trauma prevention strategist from Canberra. We'll come back and talk some more after Katie Hurst. 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Joining me on the line this morning is Kerry Howard, who is a psychologist and trauma prevention and strategist from Canberra. Kerry, really appreciate your time this morning. And just to finish off, curious to know, we're talking about sexual assault in the workplace. Is there a pattern with the size of organisations or the locations? Is there anything that you can sort of pinpoint where and why this happens?
I think it's important when we start talking about women reporting sexual assault, it's not just work environment, it's anywhere that there's a power differential. Mm-hmm. So if we have a look at, you know, remote communities as an example, if you've got a small town and there's a sexual assault that occurs, you know, potentially in a work environment or outside of it, if it's reported, then that woman might feel that she then gets run out of town. She doesn't have any choice because it's just the her word against however many others. And so I think, yes, it's important to look at it in a work context, but it's not just work. It's wherever there's a significant power differential. And if that's overlaid with things like alcohol consumption, then, you know, women have been made to feel for a long time that, you know, well, that then means it's their fault for allowing themselves to be vulnerable, as opposed to, you know, a male then stepping in and taking advantage of a woman in that position, and how that's not appropriate. So it's a really, it's been a really challenging kind of time, I think, because for a lot of Australians, we would have thought that we dealt with this, you know, 20 or 30 years ago.
Yes, true. And finally, Kerry, just to finish off this morning, what advice would you give to a lot of females listening this morning?
So any young woman, you know, or older woman, in fact, I think any woman who feels that there's been any sort of sexual encroachment on her personal body should make a report to police. And I think a lot of people think that if they report it to the police that they're then going to have to go, you know, out in public and things. But you don't actually necessarily have to take any action. But the report to police just means that it's actually sitting on record. Most women have a choice about whether or not they want to take that the next step further. But it's a really good litmus test for women to understand and get, you know, a legal perspective from the police about whether or not they believe that, that what's happened is actually unreasonable. And the next thing I'll say about that is, please make sure when you do that, that you're actually speaking to the police who specialise in the sexual assault for each state, because each state will actually have like specialised policing units that deal with sexual assault. Don't just, you know, if you're in a country town and you go to the, you don't want to go to local police station, that's fine. But these days you can actually do a whole lot online or by phone and speak to people in specialised units.
Kerry, we really appreciate you coming on this morning and thank you for your time. My guest on the line this morning has been Kerry Howard, who is a psychologist and trauma prevention strategist from Canberra. You are on 98.5 and this is Weekdays with Mike.